This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 4.2 magnitude earthquake struck Wednesday off the coast of California at around 2 a.m. Pacific time, about 10 miles south of Malibu Beach. No tsunami threat was associated with the event. The earthquake was felt across Southern California with aftershocks of 2.6 to 3.5 magnitude in the Los Angeles area. No damage or injuries have yet been reported. Updated coronavirus booster shots continue to offer substantial protection against COVID-19, even against the rapidly spreading XBB.1.5 subvariant. The updated boosters cut the risk in half that a person will get sick from COVID-19. The studies, conducted by researchers at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, showed that the updated bivalent boosters are most effective for younger adults. For adults between 18 and 49, the boosters cut the odds of getting a symptomatic infection caused by the BA.5 subvariant by 52%. The study showed strong effectiveness at lessening the symptoms of COVID-19 two to three months after people got their bivalent booster shots. A celebrity bow-hunting couple have been sentenced to felony charges in federal court in Omaha, Nebraska, for conspiring to violate the Lacey Act, which prohibits the trafficking of wildlife. Josh Bomar, 32, Sarah Bomar, 33, and Bomar Bowhunting LLC of Ankeny, Iowa, was related to the largest known case of poaching in Nebraska. The Bomars pleaded guilty last year in U.S. District Court to a misdemeanor conspiracy charge. In exchange, four other more serious charges, mostly charges of illegally baited hunting sites, were dropped. The violations of the Bowmans and more than 50 other people related to at least 97 unlawfully taken or outright poached big game animals or wild turkey, including deer taken within baited areas, deer, pronghorn, and wild turkeys taken with weapons or firearms prohibited during their respective hunting seasons, deer taken during closed season hours from a road, or without a valid permit, and mule deer taken within the mule deer conservation area. Each of the Bowmans was sentenced to 3 years of probation and 40 hours of community service, a $75,000 fine, a $44,000 money judgment in lieu of forfeiting certain property, and $13,000 in restitution. The Bomars also are banned from hunting or engaging in any activities associated with hunting within Nebraska during the period of their probation. In all, 39 people were convicted. More than $750,000 in fines, restitution, and forfeitures have been collected in the years-long case involving Hidden Hills Outfitters. Another 13 people resolved their cases through administrative abandonment of various wildlife trophies originating from unlawful hunts at Hidden Hills. An iceberg nearly the size of London broke off the Brunt ice shelf in Antarctica last Sunday. Scientists first discovered significant cracks in the ice shelf a decade ago, but in the last 2 years, there have been two major breaks. The iceberg that broke away is around 600 square miles big. The calving comes amid record low sea ice extent in Antarctica, where it's summer. While the decline in Antarctic sea ice extent is always steep at this time of year, it's been unusually rapid this year, and at the end of December, Antarctic sea ice stood at the lowest in the 45-year satellite record. Researchers in the Antarctic Data Center say the low sea ice has been due in part to a large band of warmer-than-normal air temperatures, which climbed 6 degrees above average over the Ross Sea in November and December. Strong winds have also sped up the sea ice decline. Recent data shows the sea ice has not since recovered, suggesting the continent of Antarctica could end the summer with a new record on the books for the second year in a row. Antarctica has experienced a roller coaster of sea ice extent over the past couple of decades, swinging wildly from record highs to record lows. Satellite data from 1978 shows that the region was still producing record high sea ice as recently as 2015. Then the levels of Antarctic sea ice suddenly plunged in 2016 and have stayed lower than average since. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.